After the death of Ahab of Israel, his son Ahaziah succeeded him as king in Samaria. Ahaziah followed the example of his father and of his mother Jezebel, and worshipped Baal and the golden calves. So he provoked the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger, just as his father had done. Ahaziah only reigned for 2 years. One day he fell through the lattice of the upper room of his palace in Samaria, and was severely injured. He sent messengers to Ekron, one of the Philistine towns, to consult an idol called Baalzebub, a name meaning Lord of Flies, to find out if he would recover from his injury or not. The king preferred to inquire of the pagan priests of the Philistines rather than consult the Lord, the God of Israel. On the way, the king's men met Elijah the Tishbite, who had been sent by God with a message for Ahaziah. The prophet said to the men, "Go back to your master and say, 'Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going off to consult the God of Ekron? Therefore, this is what the Lord says, you will not leave the bed you are lying on. You will certainly die.'" When the messengers returned to Samaria, the king asked them, "Why have you come back?" "A man came to meet us," they replied, "and told us to return and say to you, 'Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are sending men to consult Baalzebub, the God of Ekron? Therefore, you will surely die.'" Ahaziah asked them, "What kind of man was it who came to meet you and told you this?" The messengers replied, "He was wearing a garment of hair with a leather belt round his waist." The king said, "That was Elijah the Tishbite." Like Jezebel, his mother, Ahaziah decided to punish the prophet for having announced bad news, so he sent a captain with a company of 50 men to take Elijah and bring him back to the palace. The captain found the prophet sitting on the top of a hill and said to him, "Man of God, the king says, come down." Elijah was well aware that the king intended to kill him, so he replied, "If I am a man of God, may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. The fire of God fell and consumed the captain and his men. Fire from heaven was a means Elijah had already used to demonstrate before all Israel God's existence and almighty power. Ahaziah needed to know that he was insulting the Lord himself by attacking one of his servants. The king, however, would not humble himself before the Lord. When he heard of the death of his men, he sent another captain with a company of 50 soldiers to take the prophet. The captain said to Elijah, "Man of God, this is what the king says. Come down at once." "If I am a man of God," Elijah replied, "may fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. Again the fire of God fell and consumed the captain and his men. Ahaziah was a stubborn man. He refused to yield to the Lord, so he sent a third captain with a company of 50 men. But this captain feared God. When he saw Elijah, he fell on his knees and begged to be spared. "O man of God," he pleaded, "let my life and the lives of these men, your servants, be precious in your sight. See, fire has fallen from heaven and consumed the first 2 captains and all their men. But now, I pray, have respect for my life." The angel of the Lord said to Elijah, "Go down with him, do not be afraid." So the prophet got up and went with the king's men to Samaria. When he reached the palace, he went to Ahaziah, who was lying injured on his bed, and said, "This is what the Lord says. Is it because there is no God in Israel for you to consult that you sent messengers to inquire of Baalzebub, the God of Ekron? Because you have done this, you will never leave the bed you are lying on. You will surely die." A little while later, King Ahaziah died, according to the word of the Lord that Elijah had spoken. Ahaziah had no son, so Joram, his brother, became king in Samaria. Next episode, the translation of Elijah.